Okay, so we're continuing on Mem, Vav, and Beis and Psalm. Okay, so you want to take the next question? We have to move on. Itmar, who wants to read today? Okay, so the Gemara brings in a related question. If your Ofe, if someone bakes from Yom Tov Lechol, Rav Chista says he's Chayav Malkus, and Rabba says he's not Chayav Malkus. Right, let's go, let's continue a little bit, then we'll come back to exactly what the case is.
Just on the look,
right, so Rav Chista says he gets Malkus, because we don't say, since Orchim might come, then it's useful for Yom Tov. In other words, you can't do a fia, can't do a malacha on Yom Tov that's not that does not have a tzarach Yom Tov. So if you're baking for tomorrow, if it's Yom Tov and you're baking for Chol, so that's not a tzarach Yom Tov. And Rav Chista does not hold from saying, since people could come, there could be a hungry horde of guests descending upon you at any moment. Therefore, it's Roy for today. He doesn't say that. He does not hold from that. So therefore, it's simply a mice of a fear for another day. And Rabba says there's no Malkus. Why?
From Yom Tov.
That's it. He can just say one word. Okay. Rav Chista's got to have a whole Hoil. And Rabba says no. He holds from Hoil. So that's why the Gemara is bringing this in, because it seems to be the same question as Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Is it Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, the Gemara is going to contest that later, but that's what it's bringing in for now. Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi, though. Let's get the case straight, exactly right. Rashi, because Rashi's interesting, right? Oh, one second. I'm sorry. I meant to just also mention one last thing from the previous figure, and that is that Rashi makes it clear that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when they're arguing about Hoil in terms of the Chimutz, in terms of the Yisra Bayor Vayimotze, they're also arguing by the Hoil in terms of Afia, right? That because there's two questions. One question is, and that's how the afia, that's how the afia really comes in, right? There's two questions. One question is, will you be over bayira bayimotze on the chametz that has the shame challah, right? And the other question is, can you bake lechem that will not be usable for you? Right? It's a related question. So Rashi explains that Rabbi Eliezer holds, because of Hoil, he holds you'll be chayev on the challah. Right? And so what's bothering Rashi, though, is if you really hold from Hoil, so why does it matter when you're korei shem challah? Right? The same Hoil that says you'll be chayav for the chametz, you'll be over by your rabbi yamatzeh, would also allow you to bake it, Rashi holds. Right? Because you could also say in the afia, even though I was korei chala on this isa, since I could be shoel on it, right, it's chazile, it's mine, it's still roi to me. Right? So Rashi's bothered, why is it that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you dafka have to be Kori Shem after the Afia? Over here, Rashi's learning that without the Kriyas Shem, without the Shem Chala, it's not even a Hoil. It's a little bit difficult, because later on the Gemara seems to say it is a Hoil. But the problems with this Rashi in terms of the later Sugya. But at this point, Rashi is saying that if you're not Kori Shem, right, so then, like Rabbi Eliezer says, you bake it first. So Rashi, let's take a look at that Rashi again. We did up to the Afia part. right? And now he says, Umalechas afia, umalechas afiyoso, nami biyom tov, ki lo kora lehashem. Right? And in terms of Malachas Afiyah and Yom Tov, when you're not Korei Shem, V'yafagav Dika Chad Lo Chazi, so you're not Korei Shem, right? You just have the Isa. But you still know one of them will not be usable for you in the end of the day, literally here, one of them will not be usable for you because one of them will have to be Yichala. So it turns out that in total, your afiyah is going to not be related completely to that which is usable for today. So why isn't that a problem of afiyah shelo letzarach? Right? What about afiyah shelo letzarach? Correct? So Rashi says, when you're not korei shem, ika lemeimar, he says, v'yavagav dika chad lo chazi mishteri. And you know, the Bach, do you have a Bach over here, or was your Bach later on? The Aleph.
Later on.
The later on Bach, but his first correction is over here. De akol chada v'chada. De akol chada v'chada, ikal ha-meimra. On each one, you could say, halav chalahi. So as you put them in one at a time. Apparently, you put them in one at a time. And each one doesn't have a designation of challah. So each one you could say is the one, is not the one I'm going to be kari shem, I'm not going to be kari challah. So in each maisa, you can't say it's shlo letzarach. And you don't say apparently, in the end, lemafreya, turns out one of them was. You got away with it. Right? It's a suffix, and I guess it's like a bottle barov. You have that in your day a little bit. Something similar to that, right?
It's not holy.
That's not Ho'el. At this point, Rashi seems to be saying that's not Ho'el. That's what gets difficult later on in the Gemara. Because later on in the Gemara, seems to say that how does the Gemara work it out later? One second. But what says, well, Rabbi Yeshua holds that what? Right, there's no reason to bake it. So for him, there's no reason to bake it at all.
But isn't there, wouldn't he say that there's an issue if you bake it?
Points to this Rashi, there would not be an issue if you bake it.
Everyone agrees.
Aside for the fact that he was Korei Shem. That's the problem. He's Korei Shem. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're Korei Shem right away. You dafka want to be Korei Shem. Mm-hmm. Right, and let it turn to Chametz. You don't care what happens afterwards. So once you're Korei Shem, you certainly can't bake it. That's for sure. Hold on. Let's finish this Rashi. So in terms of Rabbi Eliezer, the question is, he's saying if you're not Korei Shem, then there's no problem at all in the Afiyah, right? Now he says it like this. But, where does it go? Vi nami kora l'Hashem, but even if you did call it chala, motzi l'meifala, you could still bake it. Ho will be boy mitchalala. So you see, Rashi is learning that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a matter of a ho'il l'chumra. You might think it's like a ho'il l'chumra. Maybe he's machmir in terms of ho'il. No, he holds seriously from ho'il. That's what he holds, 100%. The same way that he holds the ho'il will make you chayav, will make it d-day in terms of bayira bayimatzei, it also makes it chazile in terms of afiyah. So really saying, logically, there's no difference whether you're Korei Shem or not. V'boy mitchel Allah miu cave on the isle Rabbi Eliezer hasal mitzarfon lechala. But since he has another way out that he holds, you can take the chala even later. Hochi shapir tzvei shetofa tchila mishum ravchod the milsa. It's better to bake it first. Why mishum ravchod the milsa? What's ravchod the milsa? Just to be extra clear. Ravcha de Milsa, just for to avoid any having to rely even on the Ho'il. Ravcha de Milsa doesn't really mean, what does it mean? It's a difficult expression. So he says, The kol kama, that's what it means. Kol kama de efshar lemiavid shapir below shum ho'il nichel lemiavid. It's better. It's just better. As long as you don't have to rely on the ho'il, as long as you don't have to do a maisa with the ho'il, it's better. So his recommendation is take the royal road. Bake it first. Not involved in any ho'il. And then be kari shame later in the sal. But in Echanami, if he didn't hold that you could be kari shame later in the sal, he would have said you could be kari shame and then bake it. Same ho'il.
Isn't the best to put it in the cold water? Is you use any ho'il?
Apparently they're not. They don't want to be sumich on that cold water treatment. That's what Tosa says. He doesn't say. He just says that they don't disagree that it won't work. Right. But I guess they hold. That means you got to keep your eye on it. You got to make sure it stays cold. Anyhow, so that's Rashi. But Rabbi Yoshua, who does not hold from Hovil, Hilkach al chimutza eino over. But that's after the Kriyas. You mean why you say Dikachad Lochazile?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
But he seems to be saying that either way. No?
That's a good question.
Is that Machlokas related to Hovil or is that a separate?
Right. Yeah. Now the difficulty with Rashi's Pshat is he makes it seem like if you're not Kore Shem, then there's no Hovil. It's just a straight heter. But the Gemara says exactly the opposite. Mem Ches Lamed Aleph, because Rami Bar Chama wanted to say that the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua is the same machlokas as Rabba and Rav Chisda. That Rabbi Eliezer, who holds from Hoyol, will hold by the Chametz case, will also hold Hoyol by the Archim. Okay, everybody with me today? Okay. So, but there's a little bit of a twist. When Rami Bar Chama is referring to Rabbi Eliezer as Ho'il Shita, he's not referring to his Shita by Chametz. He's referring to his Shita by Afia. Okay? So he says like this. So that's why Rav Papa disagrees. He says, no. There's no Raya. Dilma Adkan lo kama Rabbi Eliezer Hossam. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer only held over there from Ho'il. Why? D'amrin and Hoil. Ella de Beidna de Ko Aili Latanura, Ko Chada Vechada Chazi Leilu Didei. So over there, by the case where he bakes all of them, even though ultimately one of them will be Chala, but at the time he's doing it, each one is Chazi Leilu Didei. That Hoil he holds from. Of Al Hacha de L'Archim Hu de Chazi, L'Didei Lo Chazi. But over here, where he's just baking for himself, but he doesn't really need it, right? He's really baking for the... But over here, you're not going to say by the Archim that he doesn't need it, but the Archim really do need it. I'm sorry. Over here, you have to say a Ho'il that it's Roy for Archim who aren't really here. You know what I mean? Over there, so each one was really Roy for him right now. Just comes out, then the end, one of them he can't use. But at the moment that he's doing it, he really could eat each one. But by the Archim case, it's not Roifim at all right now. So maybe that's what Rav Papa says. You can't apply that Ho'il to this Ho'il. Maybe really there's only holds from that kind of a Ho'il, not from this kind of a Ho'il. Okay? So you see at least the Gemara does consider it some kind of a Ho'il. Right? And Rashi also says, right? Yeah. That's a little bit different. Most Rashi says it's wrong. El Debidin to Ayale, right? Ika Lameim, Chochada Vachada Chazile, Belav Ho'il. See, Rashi sticks to his guns, though. Right? Rashi also wants to say that that you could, that apparently is part of the very question. Whether you have to say that that's a hoel or not. All right, let's leave this alone. This is overly complicated right now. We'll have to leave this until we get to that sugya. But the point is that the only point we can take from it is that Rashi does hold that Rabbi Eliezer would hold from a hoel, even by the Afia. And Rabbi Yeshua does not. Apparently, what's confusing, though, is that Rashi seems to say over here, he seems to treat the case where you're not kari shem, a little, like for Rabbi Eliezer, he calls it not a hoel, but for Rabbi Yeshua, he does call it a hoel. Right? That's the problem, Chaim?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Arachian. But the point is that you see from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua that we universalize again. It's not just a unique question of hoel by the chametz. It's a more universal question of hoel. Okay, even by the afia. Okay, so now that's what moves into Rabba and Rav Chista. They're also holding from a hoel. Right? What's Rabba's hoel? Rabba, I'm sorry. They're also arguing about hoel. Rabba holds hoel boy hoel that what? It's chazil orchim. Hoel umnikloi le orchim chazile. And Rav Chista does not hold from that. Okay. But anyway, so let's get back to the case. So what is the case? What does it mean? What does it mean that he's ofem miyom tov l'chol? Let's take a look at Rashi. What's that?
Rav Chista and Rabba, they're arguing about hoel in this particular case, right?
Right. Okay. But the Gemara later tries to figure out, it's not only in this case, though. It's not only in this case. There are other cases, too.
But they don't frame it in the universal the same way they did with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, right?
Well, the Gemara wants to say later that it's the same exact Shita. Mm-hmm. That's the Gemara tries to learn. And that's how the Rif Paskins, that they really are the same.
But who really is the same?
Rabba is like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rav Chista is like Rabbi Yeshua. And you'll see, they go through other cases, they go through Lechem Apanim, and they're not limiting themselves.
Right. And just because they said Hoil, they said the full phrase, Hoil Vigi by...
It has to be some Hoil.
Hoil Mikli Le Orchim.
Right.
I'm just saying in the other Machlokas...
They did. They said Hoil Vigi by Itchel Allah.
Right, but they said the Hacha Behoil Kam Mikli.
Where's that? Oh, that was the introduction. Right. But that was because there was no tam given in the Mishnah.
Right.
But here, it's clearly they give their own reasoning. Okay. So anyway, so what's the case of being of ofem yom tov l'chol? Go ahead.
Ofem yom tov l'chol la'achar shachal v'gamar suudaso the pshita lan de lo chazile midi ha'edna ad orta shimchol.
Interesting Rashi. Interesting Rashi. What's Rashi not saying? What Rashi's not saying is interesting, right? What's he not saying? He's not saying what you would think, plain shot. The guy just has kavana, the kavana of his maisa. Rashi does not say has to do with the kavana of his maisa.
Because then you could still say that can't the whole work by himself?
In which case? I mean, if he ate it earlier.
If he had in mind to cook it to chol,
right.
But he didn't finish his meal yet, then maybe he's like, oh, maybe I'll have some other sweet.
Right, so Rav Chista would still agree. It seems like Rashi's learning that Rav Chista would hold that if the guy cooked a lot in the early morning before he had his lunch, right, even though he had in mind at that moment for the next day, that's not ain't a loka. Rashi's limiting the machlokas, the case of the machlokas, to when he already ate his lunch, right? Why he says the pshitalon? Interesting, Rashi. The pshitalon de lo chazile media idna ad orta shehuchol has to be in the maisa pshitalon that is not roy for now. But if in the Maisa Afia it could have been Roy for today, that's not the Shita of Chista of Loka. The Meiri brings down, I think, a Machlokas and some of the question of the guy. Does this mean the guy's doing it Stam? in the morning, or even with kavana for the next day.
Seems like even with kavana.
Right. Does seem that way. He brings down two sheets.
Why? Because Rashi doesn't mention kavana?
No, you could say that Rashi's just learning stam. But it's not mash for the guy. I mean, the guy who's cooking in the end of the day after his meal, he's not cooking stam. He's definitely cooking with the das for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Our stam problem, right? Our stam problem. He's cooking. I mean, it wasn't the guy mean stam in the morning.
Cooking for today, he's not like rationing out the.
Right. Right.
But then, I mean, if he's cooking for today, why would he?
We can't be marba for today either. Can't cook more than you need for today. So the guy is just cooking extra. He's not thinking about it. He's not thinking what's he going to do with the extras. It's not. It's difficult. All right. So what do you see from Rav Chisda, though, according to Rashi? That's not that he holds everything has to have a definite. It's not that he holds that the Maisa Afia is defined by your Kavana, right? He holds has to be. It has to be defined by what?
It's chazi for you.
Right, and what makes it? What defines if it's chazi for you?
How it is objectively.
Right. What'd you say?
How it is objectively.
Objectively, by the circumstances, right? Yeah. By the objective circumstances. He'll take into account the objective circumstances. So if you have a lunch coming, doesn't matter if you have other food prepared. There is a need that's ahead of time. You don't have to eat what you prepared for lunch. You could change your mind, right? So there is an objective need in the morning for the ochel. So then the afiyah has a character of satisfying a need for today, being related to a tzarach hayom. In the maisa, it's related. The maisa is related to tzarach hayom because it's producing a cheft. So there is a need for. Not necessarily an exclusive need, but there is a need for it. But he's saying, if it's in the afternoon already, and there's no more big meal coming, right? Didn't hold from the shalshus and yontif. So then what? So then it's pashut. The maisa has no, the afia has nothing to relate to other than tomorrow. Okay, so in that case, Rav Chisda holds your loka. Mishum lo sase kol melacha. Right? Not hachana. Rashi wants to make it clear. It's not a hachana question. Right? We have to clarify that in our minds. That has to be very clear. It says, this is completely aside for the hachana question. Right? It's a question of maisa melacha. Is there a heter of ochel nefesh? Is there a heter of ochel nefesh? In this kind of an afia, right? You can cook and do malacha, you can do afia and bishul if there's ochel nefesh for Yom Tov. Question is, does this have the character of ochel nefesh for Yom Tov? So if Chisda says, if there's nothing objectively in the circumstances that it relates to, then it doesn't have the character of ochel nefesh of Tzarach Hayom. But Rabba says, ho will vi mikloy le orchem. So Rashi puts the... He puts it over here. Sheyehu tzrichin lepas zehayom. Oh, it's still going on Rav Chisda. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that since Orchim might come, who would need bread today. In other words, and that would make it a tzarach hayom. Correct? Okay.
What do you say about the
kavana,
that it's just a non-factor?
Stavro, it's a non-factor.
Yeah, because that's not a question of malchus, right? Rabba doesn't say you get malchus for that, does he?
Certainly for Rabba, it's a non-factor. Certainly for Rabba.
Because Rabba, he holds that you have the chana problem, the chana to Rabba.
Oh, Rabba's question about hachana?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the hachana that we're talking about?
That's a good question. So what about hachana? There's a tricky answer to that question. What's the answer?
Wouldn't you go by the same thing?
Same thing. Once it has the shame of Tzarach Hayom, then the Mela, it's not Hachana. Question is, we sure want to know, how does Rabba ever have Hachana if he holds from Ho'il?
Or isn't it not, it's not exclusively to food, right?
It's not exclusively to food, right.
Okay. The
egg case.
The egg case. Not a hard answer. That was the whole
point. No, most Rishonim said that was only the Rabbana. The egg, right?
No, that's why it has to be like the egg case, according to them. But then it comes out, there's nothing you can do. Does anyone know, is there something you can do be a dayim? Is there an issue you can do be a dayim on Yom Tov that's going to be Hachana?
I thought most Rishonim learned that the egg case is a derabanan.
No. I'm not sure if that's correct. In other words, they just disagree with Rashi saying it has to do with Muktzah. Of Muktzah being deraisa. But whether it's deraisa or derabanan, Did we actually see them? I mean, the Rush holds deraisa. The Rush is openly deraisa. The Ram doesn't say, because there's no Malkus on this. But anyway, but just in terms of our sugya, it comes out that Hachana has to be always, like we were saying before, that you're doing the Maisa now that doesn't have a shame. It doesn't have the shame of its use for now, right? You're doing the mice of preparation for now, but the identity of the object is really for tomorrow. So the same answer that Rabbah has of Ho'il for Malacha is going to remove the problem of Hachana. So the only time you can have Hachana is what? One possibility is, I mean, it's funny, going to Rabbi, you're always going to have to be over the malacha and the hachana. Right? I mean, unless it's something that's not necessarily a malacha. You do something that's not necessarily a malacha. Like the Erev case. Right? Setting up an Erev Tchumen for the next day. Right? That's not a Maisa malacha, you just have to put it down. That would be a hachana case. Because that intrinsically is not roi for today. The whole designation of the Erev is for tomorrow. It should be the Yersuda for tomorrow. It has its only effect is in tomorrow, as an Erev. Right? You're doing something today that only has a heter of changing the tchum tomorrow. That's like a hachana.
So that
happens
now?
Huh?
That's when you don't make it tonight?
When you don't make it tonight. That's on a real 2 day. That's on a real Yontif Shabbos, not a Safek Yom, not a Sfeikah Yom. A real Yontif and then Shabbos. And on Yom Tov, you want to change your era, and you don't hold from Kedusha Achas. So on Yom Tov, you want to change where your Tchum is for Shabbos. So you take the Suda on the end of Yom Tov, and you put it down, and you say, this is going to be my Shvisa for tomorrow. So that would be Hachana. Or the Beitza, where it's Nolda, where the Hachana come, where the Gemar is on Yom Tov, but the use of that Gemar is not until Shabbos. Yeah?
There are Rishonim that say that even according to Rabbah, you have to have a real possibility.
Yeah. The question is, does it have to be a real possibility or not? That's the question here. What if you live alone? You live on a desert island.
Nice case answer.
Well, there has to be some. You mean by the Behemoth case?
Yeah.
No, you definitely don't have to actually eat it. According to Rabbah, you have to have time to cook it. Right. Right. But what if you have the time? You mean time for the Orchim to come. So if you live 3 hours away, it's going to have to be, if it would take Orchim 3 hours to walk to where you are, you'd have to have 3 hours left in the day.
There you are.
Yeah, maybe they're already walking.
They could have left already.
So it's island case. It's like you're, no one
right.
else is there.
Could be you'll be discovered in that moment.
Maybe.
Yeah, but you need the
just your luck. It'll be a
hungry.
I mean, the Ramban seems to say that it doesn't matter. Ramban seems to say it doesn't matter.
It's not possible.
Doesn't matter because it's a case by There's a case by in the Gemara that says that the army imposed upon the Jews a need to cook for them. The army, you know, a Goyish army imposed upon the Jews to cook for them on Yantif. So they said they used a hoil. They used some sort of a hoil. That a tinoch. If you had, they were cooking something. He said they'd be roy for a tinoch. He said if you had a tinoch, you would eat it. It's okay. And the Ramban says it doesn't really matter if you have a tinoch or not. All those cases where it's roy, he knows it doesn't. You don't really need the thing. That's what the Ramban says. You don't really need the. You don't need it. You need it's just that there's a possibility. It doesn't have to be like a real impending possibility. It just has to be possible. Yeah. Yeah. So what's interesting also is if I would just show you this machlokas, you would definitely, you would likely try to define it like as an ochel nefesh question, right? Once the Torah is matir, once you have a system like ochel nefesh, it's not like Shabbos, right? Shabbos is objective. The malachas are objective. Yom Tov, the malacha itself is mutter because of a use, right? The malacha itself is mutter because of a use. So that's where you have a question of ho'il. Now, it's in the heter of ochel nefesh. How is it formulated? Is it formulated in terms of a direct need, or is it basically? Is basically given no true form of iser. It's just a heter in terms of the, like a generalized heter in terms of the possibility, in terms of the general idea of achila. It doesn't have to be related to a specific achila. I'm saying it's interesting. It's an interesting limit over here. Because you would tend to try to work it out that way at first. You know, but the Gemara doesn't... The Gemara doesn't really think it has to do with the Gemara takes it as just a general hollow question. Tosas goes really far. I didn't tell you to do this, Tosas, but take a look at this. The Tosas over here on the last line. Vim tomar I amrin and hoil. See the Tosas there? I amrin and hoil imkin botalta kol malechas Shabbos. If you really hold from hoil, then you get rid of all malechas Shabbos. Hoil v'roy l'chol l'shish b'sakana. Everything you do, you could say, well, maybe there's a chol yishvos hakana that needs it. So Tosas doesn't also. I mean, he's going very universal with the questions. The Shita of Rabba and Rav Chista, they don't learn it as like a detail in ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh is when it's roy, when it's related to a tzarach hayom. Now your hoil question will tell you what is considered related to a tzarach hayom. Do you include only the actual circumstances, right? The circumstances that you know of right now, or can we include this idea of ho'il? We have to define a little bit. We have to define the ho'il side a little more. But the point is to see how they're learning it. So what's his answer? Yesh lomar kevin lo shir klal lo amrin ho'il. Got to draw the line somewhere. So it's somewhere, so Rabba's Ho'il is somewhere in between the actual needs and the really, really far-fetched needs. He's in the safe middle ground. We don't have a word for that, do we? We have possible and probable. We have actual, probable, and possible. I mean, unlikely. No. Yeah, that's also possible. That's not past possible. Is there anything past possible?
Really possible.
Barely possible. Hardly possible. Okay. Anyway. So what do you say about Rabba and Rav Chista? I mean, Rav Chista is straight. Rav Chista is straight. He's what everybody would think. What's Rabba? Is this the same kind of a hoel? What's the hoel over here? Right. No. So, in terms of setting up in a similar fashion to yesterday, so you're saying if it's before lunchtime, so that's a vadai possible need. I mean, the cause is there. Lunch requires food, right? As Jeremy displayed to everybody with your email the other day, right? Everybody needs lunch. Lunch requires food.
Can I get this email?
Of course you did.
What?
Sid Caesar?
Right.
So that's the what? So lunch is a real need. Lunch is a real need. So if lunch is coming, that's a reality. Now the fact that you need this particular food is a possibility, but it's a possibility that exists based on a reality, right? On a present circumstance. Lunch is a present circumstance. It's an impending definite. The fact that you're before lunch, that is a real place to be, right? But to say I am now after lunch, but I am in a position that I have to feed 100 people, that's an imagined position to be in, right? That's not a real circumstance. It's a possible circumstance, right? If that circumstance were to occur, then all of this food would be necessary for today. But there's nothing right now. That circumstance does not exist right now in any real sense. It only exists as a possibility right now. Right. So can I qualify the needs now? Can I qualify the tzorchim now based on not only the actual causes that exist now, the actual circumstances that exist now or are impending, or can I also define it based on even possible circumstances, and their ensuing needs, right? So Rabba holds from Hoel, similar to the challah, just like we say by the Issa that has the shame challah. It could also have the shame of yours, therefore we'll define it now based on that shame too. It'll have an identity of yours based on its possibility of the shame. So too, we'll define the tzarkim now based on all the possibilities of the needs that could be right now. All the possible needs now. The possible changes that could occur now. Right? That's the plame shot. Good. Okay. Now look, we're in a little bit of a bind over here because the Gemara later on is going to have a few different ways of looking at this. So we really just have to give it like a general, we're just trying to give a general look at the thing. Okay, because later on the Gemara goes through detail. The Gemara wants to say that either that both Rabba and Rav Chista could each hold either like Rabbi Eliezer or like Rabbi Yeshua. So there obviously is a lot of room to maneuver in this question, okay? But we're just trying, just the general similarity. If I would say, what's the general similarity? That's what, that's the way, that's the way it would seem. But let me hear anyway, out of curiosity, what are you guys thinking? Yeah, but what's interesting is, Tosfos says the possibility of sakana, of a need of sakana. You heard the question, Shai? Tosa says, why don't you say that all malacha on Shabbos is mutter? Because maybe there'll be a cholash yesh bo sakana that needs it. You can do anything you want. You can turn on your car, because maybe there'll be a chola drop right in front of you and you'll have to rush him to the hospital. Maybe, right? You can cook anything you want. Why don't you say, according to Rabbah, anything goes now. So he says, no, that's too far-fetched. He says that's not shchiach klal. So how can we define that? I mean, shchiach. Is he saying? He's saying that the orchim coming is, it's not kavua, right? It's not like lunch that it's definitely coming. And it's not like sakana. That's not shchiach klal. So it's what? It's shchiach. But can we say anything about this, or just have to leave it to degrees? Yeah.
So maybe when the guy
is like this, Let's put it this way. Johnny's saying like this, that Orachim, I'm not sure if it's what you're saying, but you're saying that Orachim coming is something that happens. Orachim coming is something that happens on Yom Tov. Coming at this particular moment is not something you were planning on, but it's not like out of the realm of happenings of the day. Now let me hear what you're saying again. Say it again for me.
What I was saying was that it's a thing which is like it relates to Shabbos or Yom Tov, like guests coming over is a Shabbos activity, but things which are not directly related to only Shabbos or whatever you want to say is but it can just happen on Shabbos. Those aren't things which are.
Right. I don't know. Seems to me like he's saying like there are certain things that happen in an unplanned way, but when they happen, you don't consider them to be out of the ordinary. I don't know if I can give a good definition for this, but he's saying there's certain things that are unlikely to occur, but when they occur, it wasn't like it's not something like a shinoi teva. You know what I mean? It's not like a shinoi from your outlook on life, and that's part of it's an unexpected event, but the event, but it's just the nature and the circumstances of this event that was unexpected. As the event itself is something guests do come over sometimes. It is something that happens. It's not something that's out of the norm of the day. But he's saying there are other events that are so infrequent, they're not even part of the norm of any day. They're not a normative event at all. And if it would occur, it's so infrequent that it's not even in your view of one of the likely things, it's not even part of the view of the possibilities of the day. It's a shock every time it happens. But the point being like this, what's the point? The point is, it's not enough that it's a possibility, but it has to be a possibility that you can consider ahead of time. The person considers to be it's a possibility that is considered part of a norm. In some way it's part of a norm. It can't be something that is an aberration. It has to be a possibility that does still have the quality of normal. Not a possibility that is considered an aberration from the norm. Some rational expectation.
Are you looking at the fact that guests are coming or the fact that guests are going to come at this specific time? Because in terms of likeliness to occur, it would be the same thing as becoming a Polish change to a Sakana.
Right. So it means to say, it's true I don't expect them to come at this time, but the event of guests coming is not a totally unheard of thing. It's not something that when it happens, you're completely taken by surprise and say, I never anticipated such a thing. See, I think you were right, BMAC. People don't anticipate it. It's not something people anticipate. But he's saying that the reason is because it's not Shchiach. The Kol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana. It doesn't have to be part of the actual possibilities of the day, but it has to be considered part of like a generic possibility of the day. But he's saying some things are so out of the norm, you don't even consider them. Like an asteroid hitting the Earth. It's a possibility, but it's not the same kind of possibility as rain falling at 3:06 this afternoon. if it would rain at 3:06 this afternoon, nobody would be shocked. Say, I wasn't expecting it, but in retrospect, I realize these are things that happen all the time. But if an asteroid hit the Earth, it would be totally shocking. And not because it was that moment, because maybe that's the point. Now, certain things are are surprising because of when they occur. But certain things are just surprising when they occur. The occurrence itself is surprising. Right?
When they occur.
What's that?
You said the same sentence, but you just did the emphasis.
You're going to have trouble with the notes, sorry. Yeah, no, that they occur. One is surprising that they occur. The other one is just surprising when they occur.
Is it because of the frequency of the thing? Or because...
Yeah.
But doesn't Kolachi kind of happen all the time?
No. It doesn't. When's the last time you were in a situation that you encountered Kolachi Sposakana? That you had to do something for?
Aren't there always, like, older people?
Obviously, you're not hanging around with them. But when's the last time someone came unannounced and you needed to provide them with something?
How is this working that the guests coming at 6 o'clock?
All the time. You're just a softy. Everyone knows they gravitate to you. Yeah.
But if we're taking into account possibilities, I mean, guests coming in general is not an aberration.
Right.
But guests coming at a specific time, half an hour before Shabbos is over, is an aberration. I think it's just as low shchiyas as, right, you're saying it can be just as low shchiyas as the chol shchiyas that.
Well, I mean, a mathematician would tell you it's not. It definitely is. If the occurrence of Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana happens once every 10 years and guests coming over unannounced happens once every 2 years, then in a given 3-hour period, it's less likely that someone's going to drop dead in front of you than the guests.
Are you saying, I thought that your svara, you're saying it even if...
I want to say, see... I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying, BMAC, you especially, I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying it's because of a psychological aversion to dealing with a Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I am absolutely not saying that. It has to do with the reality of Shchiach or not Shchiach.
Was I saying something like that?
Because he was saying something like that, and I okay, good. Good. I just want to make sure that nobody thinks that. Ben Simhon, right? It was a little bit.
Yeah.
He has a subtle, Anyhow, okay.
What about the plowing case?
The need for Kisui Adam is not a crazy need. The fact that someone's going to need it right the second is not in the present calculation of things. It is a good question. Rav Kista asked that question. What is the matter?
You didn't answer. You said the psychological version
of
death in response to my question.
I said a minute ago that if
no, but I said, let's say they're just as unlikely.
How is that possible? That's not possible. That's what I told you. A mathematician would tell you that's not possible.
Yes, coming at 5 o'clock when Shabbos is over at 6 o'clock, and someone becoming a Kol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana. That's going to be more than
saying that. What if I have to hold it every 10 years?
That's why it's different.
Okay, so the question is like this: if you could construct a case, right, where guests coming at this particular moment is just as unlikely as a Kol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana, right, then I would say they're the same. Because at this moment, it is absolutely not in your realm of possibility.
But that's not the case.
Of course, that's not the case.
You don't have a 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Right.
Consideration.
Right. Because you have lunch coming up.
Weren't you saying that?
And breakfast.
Weren't you saying that Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana is always?
No. So you see from this Tosafot that when you're judging the Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana, he means the actuality of on a given person having to deal with it.
Oh.
Not just in abstract, someone's dying every 10 seconds somewhere.
Okay.